Saint-Gobain and its facilities it owns in Bennington and North Bennington have been linked to the presence of PFOA in private wells around the southern Vermont community. Almost 2 years since the chemical was first detected, the company is now under settlement agreement with the state to extend municipal drinking water to homes with contaminated wells. In December, the first home was hooked up. Bennington Town Manager Stu Hurd said the work has been paused for the winter, but progress has been made.
I'd say the water mains themselves have been probably extended to probably 40% to 50% of the area. Not all of those people have been connected, though, because you first do the main and then you do your connections into the home. And that they've run into some difficulty with being able to get from the street into the home because of the location of the well and the entrance to the house and those kinds of things.
But the waterline extensions are, for now, only being completed in half of the Bennington area being investigated, the area west of the railroad tracks along Route 7A. Recently, Saint-Gobain released a draft report on its findings related to the investigation into the east side of Bennington, dubbed Area 2. Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation Hazardous Site Manager John Schmelter said Tuesday night that the agency is reviewing the lengthy report.
It's a big report. It's over 5,000 pages. We've also had our consultant that's helping us review this as well, and we're going to do a deep dive in evaluating the report, and we hope to have comments in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Saint-Gobain spokeswoman Dina Silver-Pokadoff sent WAMC a statement that reads in part, quote, PFAS compounds were regularly used by many industries and in many consumer products, and groundwater investigation activities within Area 2 are still ongoing. A revised draft report will be issued next month, per the discussion between the State of Vermont Agency of Natural Resources and Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics, and will include more information regarding the groundwater conditions for Area 2. End quote. PFAS compounds like PFOA and PFOS, for example, are used in manufacturing insulating and nonstick materials, as well as firefighting foam. PFOA was first linked to the former ChemFab facility in North Bennington, now owned by Saint-Gobain, and Vermont officials are also investigating other facilities in town. Vermont DEC environmental analyst Richard Spies said the state disagrees with the engineering report's conclusion that concentrations of PFAS chemicals in Area 2 are not indicative of historical impacts from two ChemFab facilities.
When we ran our models, very similar models, but using slightly different assumptions, there were larger masses of the same chemicals of PFOA being deposited further afield from the plant, including all the way up to the edge of where we modeled, which is the edge of the Green Mountains. So the main difference is in the mass of the amount of PFOA that's being deposited. And the more that's in the ground, the more that gets in the groundwater, the higher the concentrations in the wells.
Vermont's Agency of Natural Resources believes PFOA traveled through the air from emissions from facilities on Water Street and Northside Drive into Area 2. As the investigations continue, a final report by Saint-Gobain is due March 15th. If the state and Saint-Gobain are able to reach an agreement, then the company would be given 90 days to come up with a plan to address PFOA contamination. If they do not agree, state officials have said they will use all authority provided by Vermont law to find a long-term solution. Reporting from Bennington for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.